Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A Houston police officer is recovering after being stabbed by a man described as having, quote, a lengthy criminal history. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has the story.
The incident took place last night around 7:30 inside a pharmacy in the 300 block of Milam. Houston Mayor John Whitmire says an officer was trying to talk to a man who appeared to be having a mental health crisis when he got aggressive.
Suspect became combative. It led to the suspect stabbing Officer Martinez Garza behind his left ear. Severe bleeding. His partner had to shoot the suspect.
That suspect died at the scene. The injured officer was taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital, where he is currently listed in stable condition.
Also this weekend, a Houston police officer was non-fatally shot on his way to work in an apparent case of road rage. The incident took place Saturday night on Gessner in northwest Houston. Officer Jake Parker was hit in the shoulder by a man who fired multiple times into his personal vehicle. Parker returned fire before driving himself to a nearby police station for help. Police spotted a vehicle that matched the description and arrested two men and a woman. A weapon was also recovered from the vehicle. Houston Mayor John Whitmire used the incident to warn people about rhetoric criticizing police.
Words matter. And when you give these general statements criticizing law enforcement, it's influencing bad actors.
Parker has been with the department for 3 years. The total cost of a Thanksgiving feast is down this year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick has the story.
It's the third year in a row costs have come down to feed a table of 10, turkey and all the trimmings. The grocery bill adds up to $55. That's a drop of 5% from last year. While there have been reports of turkey prices going up this year, the Farmers Organization says a frozen 16-pound bird is priced just above $21, and that's a decline of 16% from last year. Some items are more expensive this year. A veggie tray is up 61%, and those sweet potatoes will cost you 37% more. Labor shortages and rising labor costs are blamed for increased produce prices. The nation's biggest sweet potato grower, North Carolina, got hit by a hurricane. A Texas Thanksgiving and those across the South are also a little less expensive than the rest of the country. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Texans are hitting the road for Thanksgiving, traveling hundreds of miles to see family and friends. Before you head out, DPS Sergeant Stephen Woodward reminds drivers to take speed into account.
Unfortunately, speed is still the number one contributing factor to a lot of our crashes. Folks are just not slowing down. Look, the black and white sign simply prescribes a speed, and that speed is designed for you to travel from point A and point B and back to A safely.
Sergeant Woodward made his comments on Houston Matters. He also says drivers are not using safety belts enough. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.